Simon & Schuster Audio presents At Canaan's Edge, America in the King Years, 1965 to 1968, by Taylor Branch. Read by Joe Morton.
Introduction. Nonviolence is an orphan among democratic ideas. It has nearly vanished from public discourse, even though the most basic element of free government, the vote, has no other meaning. Every ballot is a piece of nonviolence, signifying hard-won consent to raise politics above firepower and bloody conquest. Such compacts work more or less securely in different lands. Nations gain strength from vote-based institutions in commerce and civil society, but the whole architecture of representative democracy springs from the handiwork of nonviolence. America's founders centered political responsibility in the citizens themselves, but nearly two centuries later, no one expected a largely invisible and dependent racial minority to ignite protests of steadfast courage, boycotts, sit-ins, freedom rides, jail marches, dramatized by stunning forbearance and equilibrium before the jaws of hatred. During the short career of Martin Luther King Jr. between 1954 and 1968, the nonviolent civil rights movement lifted